Have you ever had all of your friends leave you friendless just when you needed them most? Did you know that when Jesus was betrayed, all of his friends ran away and left him? John followed Jesus into the high priest's courtyard, but Peter followed a long way off, because John was known to the high priest and he could get in, but Peter had to wait outside at the door. Then John spoke to the girl on duty at the gate and had Peter brought in, but first she stared at Peter and said,
"Surely you're not another of this man's disciples."
"I am not."
It was a cold night, and Peter stood warming himself around a fire with the servants. And suddenly one of them said,
"Aren't you one of Jesus' disciples? Your accent gives you away."
And Peter denied again,
"No, I am not."
"Didn't I see you with him in the olive grove?"
Again Peter denied it and cursed and swore, saying, "I don't know the man." Just then a rooster began to crow. At that moment, they were leading Jesus through the courtyard, and the Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the words of Jesus that night at supper.
"Before the rooster crows, you will disown me 3 times.
And Peter went outside and wept bitterly. He remembered his bragging earlier that same night when Jesus had said,
"Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers."
"Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death."
That tender look in Jesus' eyes, Peter would never forget. Jesus was going to the cross to suffer for Peter's sins, and mine and yours. The Bible says Jesus bore our sins in his own body on the tree. The Lord knows our weaknesses too. Peter followed Jesus in his own strength, and he failed. After he was converted, he could meet temptations and resist the devil and be conqueror. How about you? Jesus went to the cross for you as well as for Peter. If you want to receive Jesus, God's gift, just ask him to be your Savior. Pray with me right now. Dear Jesus, come into my heart. I am sorry for the wrong things I have done. Please forgive me. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. Because you love me and have given me your everlasting life, I am your child. I will live for you and tell others about what you have done. Amen.